Hello, my name is Bob Wentz, and Father Andrzej asked me to share some information this morning about the Diocesan Capital Campaign, Living the Mission. Now, this is the campaign that Deacon John introduced in his homily a couple of weeks, and we understand that there's been a little bit of confusion between this campaign and the Diocesan Annual Appeal. Both the Diocesan Annual Appeal and this Living the Mission campaign are both diocesan projects, but they're separate projects with different objectives and goals. Funds raised with the annual diocesan appeal are used to cover monthly operating expenses. You know, they're used to kind of keep the lights on, while dollars raised in the Living the Mission campaign are used for larger, longer-term expenses. So I hope that clarifies these two separate campaigns. But what I really want to share this morning is my experience with working on the Living the Mission campaign. From the very beginning of this campaign, my focus has been on funding the mission. In fact, several months ago, when Father Andrzej asked if I would join the parish committee to work on this, I didn't answer yes right away. I said, it depends. It depends on what the parish intends to do with the parish share of their funding. You know, I already knew that I, could commit to the diocesan projects, but I also wanted to know that I could commit to the parish share project. Well, Father Andrzej told me that the parish had committed that the funds raised in the parish share would be set aside in a fund to fund a building project for Our Lady of the Black Hills. Now, that was a project that I could commit to, and so I was kind of hooked to participate in the committee. Well, when I began to make presentations to families within the parish, I was still focused on funding the projects. But over a couple of week period of time, there was kind of a conversion that occurred, and it was related to the campaign prayer. In specific, the very first line of the campaign prayer began to resonate with me. And I'd like to share that with you. In the laminated cards that are in the pews, on the back bottom right corner is the campaign prayer. And that very first line reads, Lord, we turn to you with joy in our hearts, for all that we have and are comes from you. This line is all about stewardship. It's everything we have and everything we are is a gift from God, and we are simply stewards of those gifts. Now, I began to connect this with the bishop's vision that rather than our diocese being a mission diocese, that it becomes a diocese with a mission, and also connecting it with the pastoral letter that was published by the bishop in 2016, where on the back cover of this is the mission statement, and it's summarized in three simple phrases: reconcile, making disciples, and living the mission. Stewardship is an important part of intentional discipleship, and I began to understand that this Living the Mission campaign is not about funding projects, it's about becoming, being a diocese with a mission. It's about intentional discipleship, it's about living the mission. Living the mission, that's the name of the campaign. It took me several weeks to make that circle and that connection. It's not about funding the projects, it's about discipleship. Now, I'm not suggesting that it's not important to understand the projects that are within this campaign, or that it's not important for you to understand how the funds are going to be spent. I'm simply suggesting that when you consider your participation in this campaign, that you view it through the lens of stewardship. In fact, in a couple of weeks, there's going to be a reception after each of the masses. And at this reception, you'll have an opportunity to learn about the various projects and to ask questions. So I'd encourage you to participate in that reception and to come with your questions. Now, some families in the parish have already been contacted by members of the committee. And we want to thank those families for their support and response to the campaign. You know, our parish goal is $525,000. And I'm excited to report that we are already over 72% of the way to reaching our goal. That means we have just a little bit less than $150,000 to go to cross the goal line. Now, when we reach our goal, 20% of the funds raised come back to the parish and the parish share. And for the money we exceed the goal by, 60% of those funds come back to the parish. Now, for those families that haven't yet been contacted by a committee member, over the next couple of weeks, a letter will be mailed with a pledge card, and we would encourage you to prayerfully consider your participation in this campaign. And for those that might not receive a letter, don't worry. By the end of the month, at Mass, pledge cards will be provided, so everybody will have an opportunity to participate. You know, since this campaign is to fund longer-term projects, the campaign is designed so that you can pledge for up to 60 months. So, you know, a $50 a month pledge over 60 months amounts to a $3,000 pledge. You know, we are already 70% of the way to our goal, but in order to cross the finish line, we do need everybody's participation. So I really encourage you and invite you to prayerfully consider participating in the Diocese of Rapid City being a diocese with a mission. Thank you.